It's going to take me just a few seconds to set up everything. Thank y'all once again so much for y'all's kindness. It is such a blessing to be able to come here and just feel like you're part of a family. You know, I know it is a family of God, but a lot of places don't treat it like that. And so I'm very grateful for y'all's willingness and love and just how y'all treat us. And thank y'all so very much. We enjoy being here. So, all right. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. I want to start off by saying I'm not up here to tell you my entire belief system. I'm not up here to tell you what I like and I don't like. I'm here to preach God's Word. If you have anything that you want to ask me about my belief systems or anything like that, please come to me afterwards. That's for the next service, baby. So don't take me as trying to be rude by me not sitting up here and, I'm King James, I'm this, I'm that. Look, you want to ask me, I'll tell you. But this is not time for it. This is time for me to preach and to teach what God has for me. So if you got your Bibles, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 5. We're going to do a little bit of a Sunday school. And see, this is actually a trick because what I'm going to do is I'm only going through the first day. So to have me teach the rest of them, you have me back. So you see, it's kind of one of those. But in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Lord, I pray that you would just be with us this morning, Lord. I pray you'd empty me, Lord, and just fill me with your Spirit, Lord. I pray your Holy Spirit would just set in this building, Lord, this morning and just speak with us. Lord, I pray that you'd help me not to ever preach opinion, but to only preach thus saith the Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just help me to calm down, help my nerves to ease, Lord, so that I can get across what you'd have me to get across. And I thank you for this morning. Thank you for these people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. So, now, I know I brought a stick last one. This time, I have brought Play-Doh. Because I think this is a very important piece of the Bible. You know, it's Genesis 1. This is where we come from. There is a lot of theories out there. There are a lot of... exactly what it says, a theory. There's nothing behind it. It's a thought. It's a, well, this could have happened. Okay, well, I'm not about what could have happened. I'm about what did happen. So we're going to preach it as this is what happened because this is what happened and God said it. And I believe it. So this morning, we're going to go through the verses 1 through 5. That's all we're doing. It's not going to be long. And like I told y'all before, I am nothing but a simple old country boy. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm glad of that. Because I don't have to put anything else into it. I just believe what God said, and that's all it is to it. I don't have to hear no lectures on, we think that 450 billion years ago, that this might have possibly happened, which might have possibly made this to possibly have happened. So there's a lot of ifs and buts and possibilities in that. I'm not about that. I like facts. I like knowing what's going on. And so this morning, I'm not preaching opinion. I'm going to preach Bible, if that's all right with everybody. I think it is. From the ones I've talked to in here, I believe that's okay. So it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The beginning, the word beginning means first. So now God, for whatever reason, we don't know. Guess what? He didn't explain it. Guess what? He doesn't have to because he's God and he does what he pleases. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, it says in verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It says it was without form. The definition of form in this, what it's saying is it was without form, means that it was formless, nothingness, it was empty. So, look at that right there. That is a circle. But no more. That's all it is. See, God isn't a little kid with Play-Doh or a redneck up in front of everybody with Play-Doh. But what he did is he formed it. And he made it like this. He said it's without form. So he just created it. He says, so now it's formless, it's nothing, this is empty. And the Bible says, and void. Void is emptiness. Emptiness, void, or waste, meaning to be empty. So, I have heard, I'm trying to be very careful. I don't want this to ever seem like I am trying to drag anybody across coals or try to show, well, look, this is what I know. This is never about that. But I've heard people add things in between verse 1 and verse 2. I've heard people add things between verse 2 and verse 3. These verses are full. If they would have not been full, God would have left blank marks in our Bibles. But guess what? He didn't. He didn't leave us a place to be able to say, well, this happened in between 1 and 2. No, no. We're not going to play that game. We're going to play that God said, this is what He said, and this is what we're going to believe. And I'm not going to use prophecy to tell what happened in Genesis, because prophesying is what's to happen. That's not you can't prophesy about something that's already happened. Then you're not a prophet. You're a historian. So we're not going to take the prophecies, and we're not going to explain Genesis this morning. I'm not going to take verses 1 and 2 and say, well, in between these verses is when this happened. We're not playing that this morning. I want to play what God said. Thus saith the Lord, and that's final. Okay? So, now, later on in the Bible, it says that God then pulled land. He put the water together and He had land. And now, you guys have to understand this. My wife is the artist of our family. I am not. So please don't think this is going to look anything like what I'm trying to do with it. But it's going to look like something. And so just bear with me. And we're going to get somewhere this morning. I know that verse 1 and 2, there's not a lot to really explain except for God said it. Now, we're going to do a Mickey Mouse. Okay? I mean, I think this is a pretty great Mickey Mouse, to be honest with you. Now, you know what's crazy about that? Is now that is not formless. That is not without form, and it's not void. Because, see, what happened is God decided that He was going to take it, and he pulled the waters together, and He made the land, dry land, to stand out away from the water. So guess what? Now it has form. And the Bible says that it was void, which means emptiness. Then guess what happened? The Lord put things on it so that it is no longer empty. Now, let's keep going. Verses 3 through 5, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. I've told y'all before, I'm not going to get deep on you. I'm not going to preach deeper than my children can reach. Because the gospel is for everybody. This word should be understood by anybody and everybody who hears it, because I shouldn't be using big words to explain it. But this is what He said. It said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said it. I believe it. You know what's even crazier about that? Now, this is something that just hit me this a couple years ago, Brother Cooper. Like, and I know y'all probably have seen this. I get it. I'm not the brightest bulb in the shed, okay? I get that. But you don't realize it wasn't until day 4 when He made the sun and the moon. How do we know what time of the day is? Because of dark and light, because of sun and the moon. But see, my God is so big and so powerful, He don't even need a light bulb to light the room. He doesn't even need the sun to light the earth. He just said, let there be light. I get this is kindergarten. Baby girl, I'm sorry, you can't play with the Play-Doh. I'll hide it. Here we go. Daddy's playing with it enough because he's nervous. But God said, let there be light, and there was. I think that this part of the Bible is really... Brother, I think that we skip over it a lot. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and it was darkness, all of it. We just kind of, it's just Scripture. But see, all Scripture is good. That's what the Bible says. And see, this is even more so something that is relatively new in my thought process of how the Lord just kind of showed it to me. But in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Where is your beginning? Because my beginning didn't come from a monkey. My beginning became because God created me. Amen. And on the inside, I was void and dead, empty, full of darkness. And then guess, I want you to look at it, because it says right here, it says in verse 2 at the very end, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Well, when the Spirit of God moved inside me, God said, let there be light. He showed me who I was. Showed me my need for a Savior. See, we get this concept of this is just, well, it's just peace of the Bible. No, everything in the Old Testament shadows the New Testament. Or vice versa. So guess what this shadows? In the beginning, I was a wicked sinner. And then God came along. And he said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, I've told y'all, this isn't deep, but this is something I believe we skip over because we do know it so well. But like I've said before, by eating chocolate and knowing it tastes good, does that make it any less good? It's still just as good. This piece of the Bible, brother, this piece of the Bible is my hope. Because Jesus is my hope. Because the Bible says in John 1, it says, in the beginning it was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And I may have just butchered that last part. That was right. That's good. Okay. But if we don't be careful, what we'll say is, that was the God of Old Testament. He did that kind of stuff. No, you know what my God can still do to this day? If he wanted to rewrite this, that's all he'd have to do. He spoke it. He spoke it. Now, there are lights, brother, you can snap. You can clap, and they turn on. God didn't even clap. Now, if it would have said he clapped, the Big Bang Theory may actually have a little bit of a hold in my head, because there was a Big Bang. God said, and there it was. But that ain't what happened. Because if it would have said that, maybe I can see where you have a theory of a Big Bang, of something blowing up and it all just coming about. But that's not it. Now, he had light before the fourth day, which is when he made the sun and the moon. Now, this is something that, because I said I'm not here to teach y'all what I believe. I'm here to teach the saith the Lord. That's all I'm here to do. But right here, I'm trying to make sure that, because I understand what's going on here. Y'all understand what's going on here. I am candidating up here to maybe possibly be here. If God wants me here, this is where I want to be. If it's not, then I don't want to be here. But the truth of the matter is, we need to understand this little bit of a thing. If this is a general decision and thought process of the church that this isn't what God said, then I don't need to be here. Because thus saith the Lord is what I believe. No matter what, I don't care what man's opinion is. I'm not here to tickle your fancy or to even please you or to make it to where you smile and go amen to what I'm saying. I'm not here for that. But this is where I really, really love how the Bible messes up people's theology. It's amazing how that happens. I don't know if y'all have ever seen that. People start saying, well, but that's not what the Bible said. The Bible said something. All right, let's go ahead and look at this then. It says in verse 4, and he says, and God saw the light and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Well, in the Bible, it says also that a day with the Lord is like 1,000. The evening and the morning were the first day. Guess what? My days are still like that. It took 7 days. It didn't take him 7,000 years. It took him 7 days. Why? It doesn't say. And I'm okay with that. We just have to get over the fact that there's some things the Bible we're not going to understand. That's just how it is. If God would have wanted us to say it, He'd have gave an explanation. But guess what? He doesn't have to. When the police pulls you over, he don't even have to give you a real explanation of why he's pulling you over. He just gives you a ticket. I don't really agree with it. I'm not against the cops. I love the cops. I'm not saying that. God didn't give an explanation because He doesn't have to. He did not have to give us this Bible to teach us how to live a blessed life, to live a happy life, to be saved. He didn't have to do that. But because he loves us, in the beginning of your life, He already had a salvation plan for you. I think that's awesome, brother. I've never seen it. I've never seen how in the beginning, and then when the Holy Spirit moved, then there was light and the darkness and void was gone because it filled it. And it brought light to it. And I never seen how that was what happened with my salvation. Because there are certain things in the Bible that people take out of context. And there's one that really bothers me. It's predestination. Really bothers me. Because we got so much Calvinism sneaking into our independent fundamental Baptist churches that it's pitiful. Because they say, well, He predestined and for us to already be saved or not. You're either are or you aren't. That doesn't go biblically. You can't contradict part of the Bible and preach Bible as that doesn't work. Because right here He shows it again in the beginning. Guess what? He made us. And the day that Adam and Eve sinned, He said, I've got something coming. And I believe a whosoever gospel. God said that He didn't want nobody to die and go to hell. So guess what? He did predestinate all of us to go to heaven. But the choice is on us. You can turn that down. Because Calvinism believes that you are just going to be saved when you're going to be saved. And it's funny how they're elect. Everybody who's a Calvinist is always the elect. Well, how do you figure out if you're the elect? I would like to go and find out. What kind of blood test? I'm not doing the sticking your nose thing with the COVID, but I'll do that test to be the elect to go to heaven. Because if you got a pre-selection, then you got to be able to wait to kind of call out some. We know what calling means. We live down here in the South. We call deer. We make sure to get the bad bloodlines out. I want to make sure I'm not one of the bad bloodlines. Because I know me and I know my past. And I know just how wicked I get, brother. And sometimes I don't feel like one of the pre-selected. Sometimes I don't feel so set apart and holy. But see, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This has been some bouncing around on this. I don't believe I've confused anybody. I don't believe that I've offended nobody by what I've said because it's all Bible. But in the beginning, God created. And you know what? That's okay with me. If you want to believe the theories, then that's on you. But you understand this part. It's not biblical. And I don't care what scientist, I don't care what mathematician, I don't care what president, what anybody from Harvard says. If it contradicts that, then I am completely against it. Because it was not a thus saith the Lord. I don't want to ever come across as being arrogant on how I believe. But I don't doubt it. because what I believe comes from this. There are some preachers out there who will not allow people on their staff if they've never been to Bible college. I'm not downing them, not raising them up, nothing like that. But what I'm trying to get at is, I don't have Bible college. I told you that from the first time. Don't expect some great theologian up here. I'm not that. I'm just a simple old country boy that takes thus saith the Lord. And if you, like I said, and I said all this because I want to make sure that this is open, that you don't think that I'm trying to hide anything. I'm not. I want you to know that if you want to come and ask me, hey, what do you believe about this? Please do. And let me go ahead and be honest with you, 100% right here. I may not have an answer for you. And I'll tell you that. And you know what I'll tell you? Let me go study it out and pray about it and let's see what the Lord says. Because thus saith the Lord is more important to me than what my daddy says. It's more important to me than what the pastor I grew up under says. It's more important to me than any Bible college. It's more important to me than anything else is thus saith the Lord. And so this morning it was kind of a, I know it's kind of a, oh, I've got done really early. This was not a normal Sunday school lesson. Can I just be honest with you? I've been wanting to touch Genesis 1 since the very first service I was here. The Easter, we were here, and I wasn't preaching, and I listened to somebody else preach Genesis 1. Bible says mark people, okay? I am not dragging anybody over the coals. But when you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that in between this verse and this verse, that's when the devil did this, I've been dying, but the Lord hasn't let me. The Lord allowed me this morning to explain what I believe about day one. The Lord allowed me this morning to tell you my heart on it, what I believe. If you don't like it, you go ahead and talk to God about it because I didn't give you anything that was opinion. And I pray, I'm not going to say I'm not because I pray that I don't ever give anybody this anything opinion. There's no room. Like I said, if God had chances for us to put, well, you can maybe, he'd have left blank places, but he didn't. At least in my Bible, he didn't. If your Bible has it, I'd like to see it and find out who I need to, which Bible I need to tell people to stay away from. There's no room for opinion. There's no room for theories. It is, thus saith the Lord, or nothing. If you have an issue with that, your issue's not against me. It's against the Lord Almighty who put this book in our hands. Now, I know this statement may be weird because y'all haven't known us long, but we love y'all. We do. We have fallen in love with this place. We've fallen in love with y'all, and I'm grateful to have even crossed paths with y'all. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to somebody I love. I'm just about not going to lie, period. If I do, it's an accident. But we've got to be careful what we allow to be put in between verses 1 and 2. I've been wanting to preach it, and I've been wanting to teach it. God hasn't given me the grace and allowed me to do it. And not the grace, I guess, to say the mercy. And he hasn't allowed, my heart hadn't maybe been in the right spot because I really still wouldn't have been violent and drag people across the coals kind of deal. But now you know. Now you know what I feel on it. This decision that y'all have to make is a big one. I don't take it lightly for y'all to have to make that decision, and I don't take it lightly for me to have to make a decision either. But I want y'all to know what y'all are going to be voting on. So, this morning, y'all get to stretch your legs a little longer than usual. So, y'all are dismissed. And if anybody would like to play some Play-Doh, I have some up here. after service, baby girl.